the open line hour coming up at 9 o'clock. If we let one plumbing call in, we get flooded with plumbing calls. Well, in the garden hour, if we let one citrus call in, we get flooded with citrus calls. Mary Beth is online next from Sun City. Wants to know what kind of disease is on her oranges. Good morning, Mary.
Hello. Good morning to you, and thank you for taking my call. Okay, our oranges, it's been like the last, maybe 6 weeks, 2 months, and we have navel oranges, and we find they, well, it looked like they were turning orange, and they would drop from the tree, and they would have a hole in the side of them, mm-hmm. And we thought, at first that it was birds that were doing this, and then we noticed that at the navel part that it looked like something had gone up in there. But anyway, they have a hole inside when they drop to the ground. Beautiful oranges, but we're not going to have any by the time they're ripe, so... Can you tell us what to do? We think maybe they're fruit flies, but we're not for sure.
It is a bird that's doing that, and then the fruit flies or the little gnats are hatching out, taking advantage of that opening and all that moisture, and a great place to breed and multiply inside the fruit. But it is a bird, usually a woodpecker or a sapsucker, one of those that's knocking a hole in the side of that fruit.
Okay.
All right. So the navel should be getting pretty close. I mean, they should be coloring up. I'd say if you're having this problem, as soon as they start getting close to ripe, you know, just start picking them as best you can. But other than putting a net over the tree to keep the birds away, there's not a heck of a lot you can do.
We had Dave from the National Wildlife Federation on earlier talking about bringing animals to your backyard, and that is a problem if you're trying to harvest.
We didn't ask him the opposite. What else? Do you have some things that might keep them away? And, you know, maybe planting certain things would help them go to those things and not be a pest on your navel orange. I don't know.
Have something sacrificial you don't mind the birds taking. But yeah. No matter what you try and grow, anything that is going to find it, insects, birds, rabbits, it's just something you have to be prepared to either let a certain portion of it go, or you've got to basically, Rosie's famous term, your pet prison. You've got to build, plant prison to keep things out. Gophers find it. You don't realize how many different animals live in the desert until you're planting something you're trying
to create a magnet. You know, when you start putting water and fertilizer and good green stuff out there in the middle of a barren desert, it's like, woo, candy store.
It's the expensive part comes in your parameters and your deterrence. But once you get that set up, man, it's such a great environment for growing just because of how long we can grow things.
The temperature, yeah, you bet.
And that growing spirit, let's go back to our gardens real quick, and then we'll wrap up again.
You know, there's a big game today too, you know.
Oh.
Just saying.
Do you have a special vegetable for throwing at the opponent? Is that where you're going with this? For the territorial cup?
No, but
chuck pumpkins at Tucson as they come up?
No. We don't do that. But we would encourage people, if they come into the nursery today, to wear something from their favorite team.
Okay.
And we'll give them a discount if they show up with any of their favorite team's colors on.
Now, if it's your opposing team, are you going to ding them a 10%?
We might upcharge them before we give them. No. No, all in good fun. But, you know, if you wear ASU or U of A colors, hat, anything, we'll give you a discount today. So how's that?
And you don't have a petition to give Tucson back to Mexico? Did you hear that yesterday? They were talking about on the radio when I was driving home, I guess.
That was pretty ingenious, I got to admit.
If you hadn't heard it, have you? This year's prank, someone from ASU went down to U of A as a U of A student with a petition to get signatures to give Tucson back to Mexico. And I got like 40 signatures of U of A students, at least when I heard the report. So that was pretty clever.
Kickoff at 1:30, Frank Cush Stadium.
There it is.
There you go. Folks, we've got the 9 o'clock hour coming up. John Jay, thanks for joining us for the Outdoor Hour and sharing your wisdom with all of the callers. 9 o'clock hour is the hour we open the lines up, and you can get on board right now if you'd like to be one of the first ones we talk to. If you've got a project you're trying to get done in, out, and about, or around your house, home, castle, or cabin, give us a ring and let us put our remodeling and handyman experience to work for you. We'll give you the tips of the trade and the tricks of the trade, as well as name products and tools that you can use to make your job look like a real pro took care of it. The number you'll reach us at is 1-888-767-4348. Call in early, get online, and we'll get to your call as quick as we can. In the 10 o'clock hour, we'll be talking about more gift ideas that you can get for your do-it-yourselfer in your family, as well as a new system for treating termites. We've been talking about the Termidor product for a long time. Well, one termite specialist right here in Phoenix is one of only 7 contractors in the entire world that has a new piece of equipment to battle termites. Why are battling termites so peculiar in Arizona? We'll find out why at 10 o'clock. So we've got it all lined up for you right here at Rosie on the House, a Saturday morning tradition. And again, John Jay, thanks a million for joining us, buddy.
You're very welcome. Have a great day.
Wear your team colors to Harper's Nursery and get a discount today, right?
Right on, man.
All right.
Y'all go Devils.
I go Arizona.
There you go.